Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today, Epic responds. And what we are talking about is them responding to the controversy happening in Fortnite Creative community right now. Again, we mentioned it the other day where CypherPK was calling out a big time creator and stuff some of these big time map creators are doing to abuse this system, not only by kind of using sleazy tactics to make sure that their maps get noticed more, kind of by abusing the system, but also pointing out that there are like bad faith things happening by these big time creators to squash smaller creators from rising up to their level. And so one of these creators, one of these map creators, Epic actually responded to. This was Leoxy, I guess is how you say that. But he went on and on social media and complained that some of these big time creators are going out and putting an action against some of these smaller creators' maps, claiming trademark and copyright when they don't actually even have that filed and put away yet. So really it's a false claim, right? So this creator had their map suspended, and the response that Fortnite and Epic had to this originally was, we have to action DMCA and trademark requests as required by law. Here's the formal process that kicks off when a valid counter notice is filed. Directions for this are in takedown notice. The original reporter may file a legal suit within 10 days. If they don't file, we are able to reinstate the island. So now the problem with this is that's a 10-day period where that is very important for a map creator to get their map noticed. If it all of a sudden goes away for 10 days, trust me, now that I've been making content now, that has actually noticed, you know, I started making content like 10 years ago or more. But because of this Fortnite content that I make, I actually have, you know, a following and content that gets noticed. But I know how important it is to have your content be available. So if your content is just not even available for 10 days, it is very easy for a community to move on, forget you, and go on to something else. So that is a very shady tactic that some of these people are using. That is just downright plain wrong. Because if you don't actually have a trademark or a copyright in place, but even if you are in the process of trying to get one, if you don't actually have it, you shouldn't be able to put those type of claims in, and you know, it shouldn't be responded to. Even if Fortnite felt like, oh well, we have to action it, but hopefully, because of the response from the community, we will see some change. Because Epic then did respond the next day saying, hey everyone, we think we found some ways to improve this process overall, and we're working on it now. So again, here we don't have the answer of what is being changed or what's going to happen, but to me, as a member of the community, I am just glad that there has been communication and that something is being done. And again, the communication there is key. I mean, if they were going to be doing something behind closed doors, whenever we would have found out about it, that would have been, you know, it would have been overall a good thing. But the communication that they're letting us know, hey, we notice you, we notice these concerns, and we want to let you know we're doing something about it, that is just, again, so key to me for building the faith in community that, you know, if bad things are going to be done, that they will actually be something that they care about and take time to address. So we don't know exactly when something is going to happen or how it's going to happen, but we can be happy that something is happening and that it has been communicated to us. All right. Other than that, I don't have any news for you today. We'll quickly look what people are playing. Battle Royale has 424,000. Floor's Lava, 65,000. Zero Build, 475,000. Rocket Racing, 9,000. The Lego Fortnite has 135,000 tonight. Wow. Festival has 25,000. Lumberjack Heroes, 9,000. Ranked One Shot Tilted, 7,900. Custom Cars Tycoon, 12,000. Rapid Box Fights 2v2, 4,600. Panville 1v1, Simplistic. Peace Control 3v3. That's got 8,000. Did I mention Panville 1v1? Simplistic has 5,000. There you go. And there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's go ahead. We'll take a look at these quests. Weekly-wise, damage players while inside or briefly after exiting a Bubble Shield Jr., 150 damage in total. Again, go pick up a Bubble Shield Jr. in Team Rumble, and you're going to be able to be inside or briefly or just like exit it and shoot at some however many enemies are close by, and that'll get it done. All right, let's head on over to that item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, so in the item shop, the Lantern Fest is still here, the Lego stuff, all those packs, of course, the cars, the gear for Festival, Lady Gaga, all the awesome jam tracks that keep getting put into the game and are still there. We got the Shadow Enforcer outfit for 800, Arctic Assassin outfit for 1,200, Marius outfit for 800, Double Up emote for 500, Showstopper emote for 500. The Be the Mystery bundle is still here. We got a new emote, To the Beat emote for 500 V-Bucks. Again, it's one of those TikTok dance and you know, songs that is copyrighted so you don't hear it on stream here, but looks like a fun one. Doing all that hip movement, the twisting around, the clapping, waving the arms around. Cool. 500 for that. Bash outfit, 1,500. The Wukong outfit is 2,000. The Red Knight outfit's here for 2,000. Switch Step emote for 500. The Take 14 emote for 200. A lot of the stuff that's been in here for a while in the original Spotlight stuff, the Easter stuff, and the football items are still there. Nike items are still here. And then Meloverse items have been added back in today. I love Melo, Marshmello. So we got the Marshinobi outfit in here for 1,600. The Marshmello outfit for 1,500. The Marsha outfit for 1,500. Melo Glow pickaxe for 800. Melo Rider glider for 500. The Melo Mallets pickaxe for 800. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. I mean, for me, I gotta go with Marshmello as the item of the day, because I've just always loved Marshmello, loved the music, loved that he was the first concert ever in Fortnite, so there you go. That's your item of the day. Easy choice for me. And that's going to be the episode for today. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.